When I first started, though, there wasn't the big name shows. Just prior to the war and just after the war, they used to have nice summer shows at the Wellington Pier and the old Britannia Pier Theatre. Then, in the early 1950s, there was the Britannia Pier came up with a show which I think starred, pretty certain, I think it's 53, it starred Max Bygraves. And after that summer season, the Britannia Pier Theatre burnt down, and the Britannia Pier burnt down. So there wasn't really big shows again until about 1956, when the Wellington Pier first started putting on shows. And the star names began to come into it, but the heyday of the star names, I suppose, was the 60s and the 70s, when Harry Secombe, Des O'Connor, Tommy Cooper, just about any name in show business, Mike and Bernie Winters. They all came to Yarmouth, and summer seasons in those days used to, well, the main shows of the summer seasons used to start in early June and go on till about the middle of September. Nowadays they start at the end of July and finish at the end of August almost. So there's a big difference. But I think the reason is that television came in. Stars didn't want to do the work that they used to do, slog away twice nightly on a summer show for weeks and weeks on end. Whereas they could do a television show, get probably as much money as they would for a week's work at the seaside. So those sort of things gradually died out. At one time, Yarmouth used to have, oh, let me think, there's a Wellington Pier, Britannia Theatre, Royal Aquarium, or Hollywood as it is now, the Regal, which then became the ABC, Gulston Pavilion, the Hippodrome, the Windmill Theatre. And I estimated once that with twice nightly shows, I think there was about 33,000 seats available in Yarmouth any one night in live theatre, including the circus and that sort of thing, of course. So it was quite a big industry in those days. And then on top of that, there was all the peripheral things. There used to be a skating show, swimming show at the swimming pool, speedway racing in the early days at Yarmouth Stadium, stock car racing, all that sort of thing. So there's a tremendous amount of things for people to do, which nowadays there doesn't seem to be that range. So there has been a distinct change, particularly on the entertainment side. And to be honest, you really couldn't afford the stars nowadays.